Welcome back. Today we're doing an intermediate Ableton Live 12 workflow that's very jungle, very drum and bass, the long 808 tail that's not just a bass line, it's also atmosphere. And we're going to give it that tape dust vibe, make it feel wide and alive, but without committing the classic crime of widening the sub and losing all your impact in mono. By the end, you'll have a reusable rack style chain you can save as a preset, plus a set of clips and arrangement moves that make the tail breathe with the breaks instead of sitting there like a static loop. First, quick mindset. In jungle at 170 to 175 BPM, a long tail is dangerous. It can sound huge soloed, but the moment the amen gets busy and the snare starts snapping, that tail can blur the whole mix. The trick is to split the job. The low end stays simple, stable, and centered, and all the tape personality lives above it. Step A. Choose or prepare your 808 tail source. You've got two solid starting options. Option 1 is sample-based, fast. Drag an 808 one-shot with a long decay into simpler. Set it to classic mode. Set voices to 1 so notes don't overlap and create mud. Keep glide off unless you specifically want slides later. Then in the amp envelope, keep attack basically instant, and set release somewhere in the 200 to 600 millisecond range so when you let go of a note, it exits musically instead of clicking. If the sample feels inconsistent or weirdly timed, and it's truly a one-shot, turn warp off in the clip so it doesn't get stretched. Then handle tuning in simpler so it actually hits the key of your tune. Coach note here, lock your pitch before you do anything tape. If you start modulating a note that's already a little out, the stereo movement makes it feel even more out of tune. Option 2 is operator, clean and controllable. Load operator on a MIDI track. Oscillator is a sine wave. Set the amp envelope with a zero attack. Decay around 1.5 to 4 seconds depending on how long you want the tail. Sustain very low or negative infinity, and release a couple hundred milliseconds. Then add the classic 808 pitch drop, turn on pitch envelope, amount around 10 to 30%, and a short decay like 30 to 120 milliseconds. That gives you that doof at the front without layering extra transients. Cool. Now we split into SUB and tape layers. This is the core. On your 808 track, add an auto effect rack. Create two chains. Name one SUB. Name the other tape. The rule is simple. SUB is mono and protected. Tape is wide, dusty, and unstable, but only above the low end. Let's build the SUB chain first. Put a Q8 first. We're going to low pass it around 120 Hz. You can use a steeper slope like 24 dB per octave. The goal is to keep only the weight and fundamental, and throw away the stuff that tends to get facey when you start widening. If it's boxy, you can gently dip around 200 to 300 Hz, 1 to 3 dB, but don't oversculpt yet. Next, add saturator. Subsafe settings, drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. This is density and translation, not fuzz. If you push it too hard, you'll generate ugly harmonics in that 150 to 250 area where jungle snares have body, and suddenly your snare feels smaller. Then add utility and set width to 0%. Hard mono. No debate. This chain is what survives in clubs and on big systems. Now the tape chain. This is where we earn the title. First device, EQ8 again, and this time we high pass. Start around 150 to 220 Hz with a steep slope, 24 or even 48 dB per octave, if you've got a live low content in the tail. This is the protection step. Any stereo movement below this point can smear your low end and make mono playback lose punch. And a big coaching point, don't treat that crossover as a fixed number. At 172 BPM with a low note, you might want it higher. If you hear the wide layer pulling the pitch around, raise the high pass until the note feels steady. If it feels thin on small speakers, lower it slightly and reduce modulation instead. Optional, do a gentle dip around 400 to 600 Hz if it starts clouding the snare crack. Jungle mixes live and die in that zone. Next, add saturator for character. Try analog clip mode. Drive 5 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Don't panic if it sounds aggressive soloed. We'll balance it against the SUB in a second. Then add echo. This is not a dub delay moment. This is smeary tail motion. Set time to 1/16th or 1/8th synced. Feedback somewhere around 10 to 25%. Filter it. High pass around 250, low pass around 6 to 10k. Add a little modulation, like 5 to 15%, and keep dry/wet subtle, maybe 5 to 18%. The goal is movement and glue, not obvious repeats. Then add chorus ensemble. This is the width generator, and it's where people overdo it. Choose chorus or ensemble mode. Keep the rate slow, like 0.15 to 0.45 Hz. Amount may be 15 to 35%, width around 120 to 180%, dry slash wet around 15 to 35. Slow is key. In jungle, width should feel alive, not like an EDM super saw. Then add vinyl distortion for dust and grit. Tracing model around 2 to 5. Pinch low, like 0 to 2. Drive between 0.5 and 2. Crackle can be extremely low, or saved for breakdown automation so it feels like the track is aging between drops. Finally, add utility on the tape chain for final width and gain staging. Set width somewhere like 140 to 180%, but remember, this is a finishing move, not a fix for bad EQ choices. Use the gain control to match levels with the SUB chain. Now do a quick gain staging checkpoint before you get excited and start arranging. Solo the SUB chain inside the rack. Aim roughly around minus 12 to minus 9 dB peak on the track meter. Then bring in the tape chain until it's felt, not heard as a separate synth. Teacher tip, if the wide layer feels loud but the bass feels smaller when you hit mono, your tape chain is either too loud, or the high pass is too low, or the modulation is too heavy. Next step, control width properly so mono doesn't wreck you. Add spectrum after the rack so you can see what's happening. Then do a mono check. Easiest way, put a utility after the rack and automate width from 100% down to 0% for a moment, or just toggle it while listening. What you're listening for is not just does it disappear, you're checking, does the drop lose punch when collapsed? If the punch goes away, back off the stereo generation earlier in the chain. Usually that means reduce karst dry slash wet, reduce echo modulation, reduce vinyl pinch, or raise the high pass on the tape chain so you're only widening higher content. Now we make it move like jungle, because a long 808 tail that never changes will make a drop feel flat, even if the sound design is sick. First, sidechain to the drums. Put a compressor after the rack, turn on sidechain, and choose your drum bus, or even better, sidechain from the snare if you want classic jungle bounce. Ratio 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1, attack 1 to 10 milliseconds, release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on hits. Advanced coaching move, split the sidechain into two light stages instead of one heavy compressor. A fast, small duck for transient clarity, then a slower, gentle duck for the roll. It stays musical and avoids obvious pumping artifacts. Second, rhythmic gating, so the tail chops and breathes between phrases. You can add a gate after the compressor and set the threshold so it opens on the note, but closes between phrases, with a release around 60 to 180 milliseconds. Or use autopan as a trem-style gate. Set phase to 0 degrees so its volume modulation, rate 1/8 or 1/16, amount 20 to 60%. That gives motion without writing extra MIDI. Now let's build arrangement-ready clips. Make 4 MIDI clips, 8 bars each. Clip A is your foundation. Long notes, whole or half notes, let the sidechain create the bounce. Clip B is call and response. Leave space at the ends of bars, especially right before snare fills, so the break gets to talk. Clip C is stop and start. Put in one bar moments where the tail mutes. That's jungle tension 101. Clip D is a drop variation. Add a quick pitch slide into bar 1 or bar 5. If you're an operator, you can do it with glide or pitch automation. If you're using samples, you can do subtle pitch bends, but keep it tasteful. Too much and it becomes a cartoon. Here's a practical arrangement template to try. Intro, 16 bars. Let mostly the tape chain be audible. Automate the SUB chain volume down so it's more of a ghost. Tease the breaks. Build, 16 bars. Bring in the SUB gradually and reduce width slightly so the groove focuses. Drop, 32 bars. Full SUB plus controlled tape width. Mid-drop, 16 bars. Swap to clip B or C. Automate echo dry slash wet up by 3 to 5% on phrase ends. Second drop, 32 bars. Slightly more distortion and add one extra stop start fill every 8 bars. The listener hears progression without you rewriting the whole bass line. Now the big unlock. Automation for tape dust moments. This is where it stops sounding like a preset. On the tape chain, automate echo dry slash wet up a few percent on fills and phrase ends. Automate chorus rate slightly higher in breakdowns, like 0.2 up to 0.35 Hz. Automate vinyl drive or crackle up in the intro, down in the drop. Automate utility width, maybe 130 to 160% in the drop, 160 to 190 in a breakdown, and in heavy sections, bring it down a bit for punch. Pro move, automate the high pass frequency on the tape chain. When the break gets dense, push it higher, like 150 up to 300 Hz for a bar or two. That creates space without you having to turn the whole base down. Two advanced variations if you want to level up. 1. Build a mid and side approach inside the tape chain using only Ableton devices. Duplicate the tape chain into two sub-chains. Tape MID has utility width at 0%, then saturation, so the center definition stays solid. Tape side gets the widening effects like chorus and echo, plus an even higher high pass. Blend them with volume width without losing the spine of the note. 2. Widen only on note releases. Use envelope follower map to tape utility width or chorus dry slash wet so the hit is narrower, and as the tail decays it blooms wider. That feels like tape expanding into space while keeping the attack tight against the drums. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Don't widen the sub. Anything below roughly 120 to 150 should be mono. Don't overdo chorus. It will smear pitch. Don't skip sidechain. Long tails will bulldoze your kick and snare and kill perceived loudness. Don't oversaturate the sub chain. You want density, not a distorted sign fighting the kick fundamental. And don't keep the arrangement static. Jungle relies on phrase changes. Even if the notes are simple, the tail behavior should evolve. Mini practice exercise to lock this in.